My guest on One-on-One today is Jarmila Kabatova, head of several development aid programs at the Catholic charity organization Caritas. Now 26, Jarmila joined the organization in her second year at university, where she studied sociology and economics. She now supervises development programs in Africa, Asia, and Eastern Europe, where Caritas runs hospitals and long-distance adoption programs. Her work takes her to developing countries several times a year, and I began by asking her to recall her first trips and impressions.
It was really adventurous. We literally lived with the people. We were always wearing the local dresses. We were always eating local food and even stayed in local mud houses. I remember one crazy night at one of the village libraries which we have put up, where I could hear and smell and almost touch all the little animals which were flying and running around us. So it was very adventurous, but nowadays, a little bit unfortunately, a little bit fortunately, my travels are more organized in the sense that I spend more time in the office, checking the accounting and discussing and planning, doing strategic planning for the whole project. So today I do not have so much time to be in the village, though I always come and meet the people and the children.
How do you choose the children you're going to help?
The way the process is that you bring the community together, the mothers, the fathers of the, usually mothers, they are more active. You bring the mothers together, and then you tell the mothers, now you choose 20, 30, 50, 100 children out of yourself, among your families, among the poorest ones. And then the families, they give you the list. They discuss among themselves, and you can be sure that the selection is then good and that it will not create any jealousies in the community.
Are there any memories that stick in your mind from these trips? They must be very different, obviously, from your life here.
Yes, it is true. At the beginning, what really struck my attention is how hospitable, how friendly the people were. Anywhere we came, the people were smiling. They were bringing us even gifts, a piece of pineapple or sugar cane. But you could see, you knew that those people are the poorest ones, that they do not own any field where they grow this sugar cane. They had to go and buy the sugar cane, and they gave it to you from maybe last coin they had in their pocket.
It must be very difficult emotionally to go there, see so much suffering, and only be able to help some of them. How do you deal with that?
Yeah. This is always a difficult issue. We have just completed the construction of a hospital in a Ugandan village, and we have started running this hospital together with the local diocese, and thousands of people come to the hospital, and some of them cannot pay, and the doctors have to make the decision whether to give the health care without the patient paying. Of course, this may seem very cruel, but if you think as a manager of the project, if you provide the healthcare and you do not have the financial sources, then you can close the hospital next month and you will not be able to help anyone. So you really have to make such cruel decisions, whom to help, who to choose. But our aim is to sustain institutions, hospital, school, so that these institutions can sustain and continue helping more and more people.
What is communication like with the locals?
Yes, it is a very interesting area, very interesting topic, because the communication requires that you know the local mentality. Sometimes there are some misunderstandings caused by simply the difference of the cultures. For example, I remember one where I wrote to our partner that I repeatedly request him to send me some documents. And a couple weeks after this letter, my director received a letter from the bishop of the particular diocese that his employee, Ms. Jarmila Kabátová, sent a very rude letter to the director of the Caritas. And he called me and I said, what happened? I am not aware of any mistake. And the mistake was the sentence, I repeatedly ask you, request you, because it was considered very rude. It reminded the local people the times where the colonists were in Uganda, and they said they will never accept such kind of communication, and we really should think what our aims in Uganda are, because if we are to communicate this way, they will not cooperate with us anymore. So this simple sentence caused big problems to Caritas. But of course, we explained to them that in our context, this sentence doesn't mean anything rude, that this is just a reminder, urgent reminder of this issue, and all was understood and explained. But really, such things happen from different mentalities, usage of language, etc.
What about with the simple folk, village folk?
Mm. If you adjust, if you get used to their way of greeting, for example, their way of meeting, then it is okay. The way of meeting, for example, if you set a meeting with the village folk at, let's say, 2 p.m. for a meeting, then be sure you will start the meeting at 6, because they will not appear, or they will slowly appear. The time is not the issue in Uganda. This is one thing we are struggling with, the sense of time in Uganda.
What about India?
India, Indians are more precise. They are very hardworking, very ambitious, I would say. Even the village people, they do aim quite high. We always fill in a profile of a child who is supported in our program. And if you read the ambitions of the children, you will find that they want to become a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, very, very, or even politician, very ambitious in life.
What are your expectations of the future?
Working for Caritas Prague, working for the child sponsorship program, fulfills my expectations of how useful I can be in my job. I really see the results, the impact of the program. I trust the idea that education is the main factor of development. Of course, there are many, many types of development programs, even on macroeconomic level, helping the governments, helping the infrastructure, building factories, etc. But these programs, it was shown in the history, failed, because the way to develop a country is to change the attitude of the people, and you will change the attitude when you educate the person.